Business Insider earlier today, telling me about the Urban Surfer Project. This is a project that supports informal waste reclaimers with equipment, with health and safety training, with PPE, and does public awareness programs through partnerships with the private sector. And in the last, 8-9 months, the Urban Surfer Initiative has been in partnership with the insurance comparison site, hippo.co.za, and it's been tracking 50 waste reclaimers in Gauteng. And each of them has a trolley, which is equipped with a small battery-powered GPS that operates on cellular 2G networks. And the statistics are, for me, quite staggering. By Monday, the total distance covered by these reclaimers was more than 22,000 kilometers. They had collected and sold more than 700,000 kilograms of plastic recyclables worth around 1.4 million rand. So this is stuff that otherwise would have been going to urban landfills. And we know what the problems are with urban landfills. And each trolley and reclaimer has done somewhere between 500 kilometers and 1,000 kilometers since the tracking began. We're joined on the line now by Sifiso Gumbi, the Recycler Relations Manager for the Urban Surfer Project. Sifiso, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
I am gobsmacked by these statistics. In many suburbs, these informal reclaimers are considered a nuisance. But if you look at these figures, you see what an incredible job they're actually doing.
And listen, John, this is only figures that are coming from just 50 waste pickers. Just 50 waste pickers. Imagine what we could do if we could reach a bigger number. And I mean, thanks to HIPPO, which is really the catalyst and our sponsor that has actually made it possible for the project that you've now seen on Business Insider and the data that's been, featured on that article. So really, the story that we're really trying to preach here or to share with the public is that waste pickers are people like us, and they do an immense, immense job for the public and the environment and the municipalities and businesses in general, because the businesses are the ones that produce the waste. And we need to do more for these people. We need to acknowledge these people, and we need to help them. And, organizations such as HIPPO have started to come to the party, and we are inviting more to join us on our journey.
The people that are part of this project, what sort of equipment are they given? What kind of protective equipment are they giving? I mean, it sounds as if they are better equipped to do a safer and more hygienic and healthier job than people who aren't part of the project. So what help are they given?
That's actually a great question. So what we really supply them with is the collection trolley, which is the most important tool for their process, really. And then we give them PPE. And then we give them gloves, and we give them masks, because you know what they do is a hazardous job. So what they do, they go through people's bins, so they need the gloves, they need the masks, and the PPE that we're giving them in the trolley is branded, and the trolley actually turns into shelter at night. So what it has really given them, it has restored their dignity. They are more acceptable in public. And the trolley is branded, obviously, with HIPPO's logo, and it has their number plate. So what it does, when people see the trolley and they see the PPE, they are more inviting. People start to engage with them. And most of the guys that we've worked with have now been allowed to collect in more formal settings, such as the back of a fast food outlet, a shopping center. Some are even allowed to collect in estates now, complexes, and so on and so forth. So that's what we really support them with, and we actually do regular checkups on the guys to see how they're doing, if the trolley is broken down, if they are still in good condition to actually do their job, because some of these guys sometimes get sick, so some of these guys, their trolleys get stolen. So we monitor all of this. So it's not just a solution where we just give them the trolleys or we give them the PPE and then that's it. We actually have an ongoing relationship with waste pickers.
And these trolleys, the ones who aren't part of the project, many of them use supermarket trolleys, which have been collected, stolen, and perhaps adapted in one way or another. What do these Hippo-branded trolleys look like, given the fact that you say that they can become a shelter?
Well, the Hippo trolleys, well, I invite anyone to just go onto our website and see for themselves. Those are really, you know, quite easy on the eye. We designed it ourselves. It's much bigger and it's more efficient, and it's not makeshift like the trolleys that they are currently using. So it has a lot of, you know, safety features because it has a reflector, right? And we also provide the waste pickers with a solar charger so that they are able to charge their mobile devices at night, and it also helps them have a bit of light, you know, when they are camping, because the trolley itself, it turns into a mini tent. Now, so if anyone wants to see, it's actually quite a sight. Just go onto our website, urbansurfer.co.za, you'll see for yourself.
And you know, I've just done some sums. That 1.4 million rands since November last year, 50 waste pickers, it works out to an average of 28,000 for each of them over that period of, let's say, 9 months, which is just over 3,000 rand a month each. It's not a lot of money for a dirty and miserable job that middle-class people would absolutely hate to do, but it is at least an income which can help you be reasonably well-fed and perhaps slightly better clothed, and people who are on the streets without this initiative.
Of course. I mean, the current economic climate hasn't been easy for any, you know, of our citizens. So these are the guys who say, I'd rather pick waste than do crime. These are the guys who say, let me actually get up and do something to put food on the table for my family. So, and these guys are being rewarded for their efforts, and we are doing, you know, our part in helping them, you know, do more.
I think it's a fantastic initiative. I really, really do. I would love to see it spread across the entire country and have not 50 people, but 25, 50,000 people involved in something like this. Sifiso Gumbi, thank you very, very much indeed. The Recycler Relations Manager at the Urban Surfer Project. A brilliant initiative, says a listener. What an incredible initiative. It makes my heart sing, says another. You've spent